Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hello and welcome to Insomnia Radio UK. I'm Stuart Morrison and this is episode number 64 on Saturday the 11th of April 2009. And for me, this is a week after the pod crawl in London, which I went to. It was good to meet up with the other cast poodles. I'll play some audio from that a bit later in the show, but first some music. We have Serpico with 400 Blows to the Head. Edinburgh, that was Serpico with 400 Blows to the Head, and it's from their album Neon Wasteland, which is out in May. Find them on MySpace as Serpico Band, and they have a web presence at bebo.com/Serpico-band. A pre-release of that CD was sent to me by Hero PR, who gave us permission to play that, so thanks for that. Right, next we have Almighty Whispers with Sun in Our Eyes.
there's a chance in one, odds even two, three and four. There's hellfire in five, nobody gets out alive. In six there's a fairy tale door, a great big fairy tale door. There's hellfire in five, nobody gets out alive.
Somewhere in the UK, that was Almighty Whispers, the larger of the indie bands, tend not to be specific about where their location is. Anyway, that was Sun in Our Eyes from the 2009 album Love Revolution. You find them on MySpace as Almighty Whispers, and their website is almightywhispers.com, and Sarah found that on the Podsafe Music Network. Next, we have A is for Ape with End of an Era, brackets don't go brackets.
Let's not pretend we don't do
Yeah, I'd forgotten that it did that at the end. It took me a bit by surprise. That was from Nottingham, A is for Ape, with End of an Era, Don't Go. And it's from their 2008 album, Once More Over the 617. Find them on MySpace as A is for Ape, and their website is aisforape.co.uk. And Sarah found that on Reverb Nation. Talking of Sarah, I have this, which we recorded earlier. So, I'm here in Studio A with Sarah Morrison. You may have heard me mention Sarah, so I thought I'd let her introduce herself properly. So, Sarah, what is your relationship to Insomnia Radio?
Well, my most obvious link, I suppose, is that I'm your daughter, remember?
Oh, yeah. Let's clear that up then, and explains why we have the same last name. And it's not just a coincidence. So, what have you been doing for Insomnia Radio?
Well, I started out writing reviews for songs on the Daily Dose, and I've since been scouting around the internet finding songs for IRUK.
And where do you find music for Insomnia Radio and to review?
Mostly trawling around on the Podsafe Music Network, sites like Jamendo, GarageBand, submissions from IRUK itself, and from just bumbling around Nottingham going to gigs.
So, what sort of music do you prefer to review?
Well, I like to review stuff that I know something about, so I generally sway more to the indie rock side of things, but I'll give anything a go, so long as it's good.
Excellent. And how did you get started in this music journalism game?
I started a little music reviews blog called Miss Morrison's Mix, and it just grew from there, really.
And so who else are you writing for, apart from Insomnia Radio?
I write for just started writing for a Nottingham culture magazine called Left Lion, and I also do a few bits and bobs for an iPhone application called Shazam.
So what are your plans to go further in music journalism?
Hopefully start getting paid for what I do, maybe, but my main plan is to never, ever, ever write for NME.
Well, you're never going to get paid by Insomnia Radio, I can guarantee that. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I have a very boring day job and I spend most of my time listening to music. So bands, if anyone's listening, send me some music and I guarantee I'll listen to it and write you something if I think it's good. So yeah, send me some music.
And so where can people read more?
My blog, which is Miss Morrison's Mix, which you can find at sarahcmorrison.wordpress.com, and on Twitter, where I am sarahcm.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
And thank you.
I think you'll be hearing more from her in the future. And of course, if any bands want to send music for review, send it to me, uk@insomniaradio.net, and I'll make sure it reaches her. Okay, next we have the Yellhounds with Got No Place to Go.
Road alone, she cries, on this road alone. Lord, please save me now, I'm dying. I got no is a paradise and half the substance disappear. But on this road alone, she cries, on this road alone. Lord, please save me now, I'm dying. I got no place to go. I got no place to go.
From Manchester, that was The Yell Hounds with Got No Place to Go from their 2009 self-titled EP. Find them on MySpace as The Yell Hounds, and their website is theyellhounds.com. And that was sent to me by Deuce MP. Now, to mark a complete year since the restructuring of the Daily Dose, which was on Wednesday, the year, Charles selected this very appropriately titled song. This is 1 Year Anniversary by Swim Faster God Whispers.
Crack. Mm-hmm. as you love me too, which is why I'm doing this.
Originally from Sweden and now based in London, that was Swim Faster God Whispers with the beautiful one-year anniversary. And it's from their 2009 album, Life as Promised in Our Early Days, Season 1. It's not a conventional album, it's a Creative Commons project. And this is what Charles wrote last week. After releasing albums and EPs for years, the band decided to do something completely new and try and break the mould of the ageing music industry. The result is a season-based format borrowed from the world of television. A new single is released every week during a period of 5 to 6 months. In addition to this, all music will be free, available to download from the official website, MySpace, Pure Volume, and other music websites. You'll even be able to subscribe to the season through iTunes. No physical albums will be released. And Season 2 will start now. Check their website for more information. And that website is sfgw.co.uk. You can also find them on MySpace as their full name, Swim Faster God Whisperers.
Enjoying the music on today's Insomni Radio UK? Don't forget to support the artist. You can get links to their site by visiting our site, uk.insomniaradio.com.
Right, now we have our guest artist of the week. From Ireland, this is Red Eskimo with Headlights. from Limerick in Ireland. That was Red Eskimo with Headlights. And it's from their album The Grey Death Below, which is out in May. Find them on MySpace as Red Eskimo. And they were kind enough to send me the CD last week. Right, the pod crawl. I really had no idea what I'd let myself in for, but I turned up at the Montague Pike pub in Charing Cross Road in London just before 12 last Saturday, and I found a group of likely-looking podcasters. The pub was a ghastly sports pub, which had been chosen for its free Wi-Fi, or so we thought. The combined attempts of all of us failed to access anything online at all. There was enough computing power there to prove or disprove the existence of the Higgs boson, I reckon, but nothing to communicate with. So we moved on to the Pillars of Hercules, which is just around the corner from there. No internet there either, but some excellent beer, Adnams. And shortly after we got there, Rowley asked me to step outside, and this is what happened.
Hello, everybody. This is Rowley, outside Pillars of Hercules. It's part of Podcrawl, and Pillars of Hercules has got some really good beer. And I'm here with Stuart from UK Insomnia Radio. How are you?
I'm okay. I've just been asked to step outside by Rowley, so I'm not quite sure what this is about yet.
Really, I just wanted to know how you got involved with Insomnia Radio UK, because I knew that back in the day, Insomnia Radio was originally Jason Evangelio's little project. It went out to others. Just wanted to know how you got involved and things.
I was a listener to Insomnia Radio for many episodes, up to, I don't know when it was, but when Insomnia Radio UK came along and Phil Coyne was at the reins, he did 10 episodes, and then things got a bit too busy for him, and I just volunteered. And I've got a feeling that Rowley was in the competition to
to
actually take over the reins there. And I've been doing it for the last 53 episodes. Number 63 is coming out today, hopefully. What's the time? I've got it scheduled for 2 o'clock.
Checking schedules, I like to do that as well. So, are you from a sort of audio media background?
No, not at all. Just a music fan, really. Don't really know why I got into it. I think it was a bit of a mad idea. But anyway, I'm enjoying it now. I've been doing it for... Is it 2 years or 3 years?
It's getting close to
Nearly 3 years, yeah.
Great stuff. Are you having issues with finding bands? Or are bands coming to you now?
Some. I find stuff on the Podsafe sites like Jamendo, Podsafe Music Network. We have an awful lot of music submissions coming into Insomnia Radio itself, which I help look after with Charles Stepsick, who's the SoCal host. And that's mostly US music, but we get a bit of UK and some European music submitted as well. And it's just a mix of what I can find and what we get sent. I try to play most of what I get sent by UK bands, and the street sweepers are just going past. Wonderful!
Two of them at once, that makes a change.
Yeah, so it's that's it, really.
So you're also a member of motorbikes as well. Two of them. Oh, they all seem to be coming in pairs today. It's weird. So you're also a member of the Association of Music Podcasting as well.
Yes. Well, I believe that Insomnia Radio were founder members of it back in 2004-5, whenever it was. And for one reason or another, they dropped out, and I thought it would be an idea for us to get back into it at the end of last year. And the three sort of active Insomnia Radios, Detroit, SoCal and UK, have all joined, and the main Insomnia Radio show itself, in its own right, which Charles and I basically look after now.
Lovely, lovely. So where can listeners find your show? Hold on, wait for this. And a bike. We should be doing this inside. Never mind. So where can they find you?
On the internet at insomniaradio.net. All the links are from there.
Lovely. Thanks a lot, Stu.
Okay. Yeah, and I didn't make too much of an idiot of myself, did I? First time I've ever been interviewed like that. Anyway, on the pod crawl, many pints were quaffed, and more people arrived. I think there were 14 at one point. We drove all the other customers out of the tiny pub, and after a while, a group of went outside to record some things. This was one of the results to show what a professional group of people the pod crawlers are.
Hi, this is Rowley from Dark Compass.
Hi, this is Pete Kogel from PCP.
Hello, this is the Grumbler from Music and Mumblings.
And this is Colin from the Ouroboros podcast.
And I'm Garbo from Electrical Language.
And you're listening to...
Amped.
Amped.
One, two, three, four.
Maiden!
Yeah, to show that they can do things properly when they try, here is something they recorded quite a lot earlier.
What, O Gambler? How the hell are you?
Hello, Codger. I'm a little down, if the truth be told.
Oh, why is that, old chap?
Well, I have been thinking about some of the things that we used to associate with this great country of ours, but no longer can.
Oh. What about the British Airports Authority? That's British, isn't it?
No, I'm afraid the British Airports Authority is Spanish.
Didn't know that. What about football? Chelsea, for example.
No, I'm afraid Chelsea Football Club now belongs to those Russian johnnies.
Oh. Hmm. Well, the British royal family's got to be British then, surely.
No, afraid not, old son. The British royal family, well, they've been German for as long as anyone can remember.
Dagnabbit, didn't know that. What about British music?
Do you know, I think you could be onto something there. British music is rather stirring. But where does one go to get it?
Well, I would go to Made in the UK show.
What, you mean madeintheukshow.co.uk?
It is a rather good podcast, yes, that's where I go.
Is that the cream of British podcasting?
Well, it certainly floats to the top of my coffee every day.
Marvellous. Shall we go there, then?
Let's do that.
madeintheukshow.co.uk.
Actually, I played that because it seems that at some point during the afternoon on the pod crawl, I agreed to become one of the multipod cast poodles who contribute to the Made in the UK show. Makes sense, I suppose, as I play predominantly UK music. So get on over to the site and subscribe, and you can hear more from me on another podcast real soon now. Okay, at the pod crawl, as well as podcasters, there were some musicians, three in fact, and so I'm going to play some music from those artists. Firstly, we have Secret Archives of the Vatican with Gulshan-i-Raz, The Rose Garden of Mystery. Thank you. from South London. That was Secret Archives of the Vatican with Gulshan E. Raz, The Rose Garden of Mystery, from their 2008 album Babylon Halt. Find them on MySpace as Secret Archives, and their website is brokendrumrecords.com. I met Vince from Secret Archives at the Podcrawl, and he gave me a CD, their last album, which is excellent. And as well as being in Secret Archives, Vince is a podcaster, and the Secret Archives of the Vatican podcast is excellent too. Now, another artist who was at the Podcrawl was Spider's Leg, and this is his track Skellington. London. That was Spider's Leg with Skellington, which is from his 2008 album Spider's Leg. Find him on MySpace as Spider's Leg, and that arrived via drop.io a few weeks ago, long before the Podcrawl, and I had no idea who he would have been there. Anyway, the third artist at Podcrawl was Lord Numb, and together with Spider's Leg, who we just heard, they form DJ duo The Reject Club. But here is Lord Numb with Ice Cube Massage. Ah!
bars and detox in NYC. Dressed as Coco the Clown, I tripped and fell into the Thames, but I didn't drown. Nothing more than plankton, sucking soda through a straw. I watch TV and suck my thumb. Dum, 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 dum. When it all was over, I relocated to the hills. Built a shack out of feathers and mud. Lived on day-old roadkills. I don't miss the city. I don't miss the town. I can watch it all from here, burning down, 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 down. Ice cube massage, American girl. Bright yellow wrap around shades. She made a circle in the air with her hand as the sun went down.
These are all ending a bit abruptly, aren't they? Yeah, from somewhere in space, that was Lord Numb with Ice Cube Massage from his 2009 EP Numb the Pain. Find him on MySpace as Lordy Numb, and his website is deadpop.co.uk, from where you can download the EP. Lord Numb was kind enough to send it to me after the pod crawl. Right, that ends the extended pod crawl section. Hope you enjoyed some of that. And so lastly on Insomnia Radio UK number 64, we have British Standard with Leave Her in a Heartbeat. And this is not safe for work, so turn it down if you're not listening on headphones.
Maximum, it's a man.
From Essex, that was British Standard with Lever and a Heartbeat from their 2009 EP, A City Sham. Find them on MySpace as British Standard, and their website is britishstandard.net, and that was sent to me by Deuce MP, and thanks to Rob over there for that. So that's it for Insomnia Radio UK number 64. Quite a long one. It's over an hour. It's the first time I've ever got anywhere near an hour, I think. If you want any more information on the artists, head over to insomniaradio.net as usual for the show notes, which have links to all of the artists' MySpace sites, which is usually the best place to start from. If you'd like to comment, you can do that there too in the comments section, or send me an email, uk@insomniaradio.net. So for now, thanks for listening, and goodly by load.
Been listening to Insomnia Radio UK, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to get detailed show notes and band links, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net, and to subscribe to the show, feed.feedburner.com/IRUK, or look for us in iTunes.